It is little more than a theory at this point. Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center Director Jason Maloney says the project would provide a site for green jobs training for area colleges.
What we have envisioned would be to work with faculty and students at the various campuses in order to assist in giving a site for training for development of alternative energy certificates. Some of those campuses already offer such training.
Maloney says some estimates have put the project at $1 to $2 million, but that number is not concrete. And before the project can move forward, funding must be found. One way is to continue lobbying for it during Superior Days, like they did last month. Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College Dean Ted May says a number of representatives from area schools have been meeting to discuss the project and their hopes for it.
Our main interest is to try and work on how we can work together to advance more of emergent business and industry in the area, and which is in the area of sustainability specifically, and that's what we've been working on quite a bit.
There are other advantages to the facility besides providing green jobs training and sustainability education, however. There is a chance the area would become more energy efficient and sustainable by using alternative energy sources, which in turn could boost the economy by slowing the flow of money out of the region. Lucy Roberts, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.